Commercial biofuels came to Seattle about 2001 when Dan Freeman expanded his auto repair business to include selling biodiesel. He hoped to offer a carbon-neutral fuel to offset the effects of burning fossil fuels.
Dr. Dan's Alternative Fuel Works first brought biodiesel to Seattle just over 6 years ago.
He imports canola-based fuel from a farmer co-op in the Midwest.
What we really want to do is emulate all the good parts of the organic food movement, the locally grown, produced, and consumed.
In the Northwest, biodiesel has grown from a single pump in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood to Imperium Renewables.
My name is John Plaza. I'm the president and founder of Seattle Biodiesel and Imperium Renewables. Imperium Grays Harbor is our first facility. It's a 100 million gallon a year facility. We have a tremendous ability right now to displace petroleum. And we have the ability to displace petroleum with an environmentally friendly fuel that works in the existing infrastructure.
Imperium and other advocates see biofuels as a solution to foreign oil dependence and global warming. But are they? Credible sources claim that corn-based ethanol requires as much energy to make as we get from burning it. Biodiesel, when made from palm oil, the most productive source, requires the clearing and burning of jungle forests to make way for oil palm plantations, releasing yet more carbon and reducing the planet's ability to absorb carbon. For the record, Imperium imports canola oil from British Columbia.
We have people that are here that specifically their entire job is sustainability of feedstocks.
Discussion about palm oil brings up a point common to all biofuels presently sold. They are not carbon neutral. Whether the source is palm, sugarcane, canola, or corn, more greenhouse gases end up in the atmosphere than before. Let me explain. Fertile soil contains much humus, which is mostly carbon. Along with forests, the ocean, and limestone, soil is one of the planet's biggest carbon sinks. When plants grow, they take carbon dioxide from the air to become plant cells. When they die, they decay, and much of the carbon is sequestered in the soil as humus. If we use crop or logging waste as a fuel source, that carbon is not returned to the soil to become humus, and thus the soil gradually depletes. Growing crops that require tilling accelerates the depletion by introducing air into the soil. Oxygen in air combines with carbon and nitrogen and forms two greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide and nitrous oxide. You know about carbon dioxide, but nitrous oxide is about 300 times as potent a greenhouse gas. And adding fertilizers such as ammonium nitrate to the soil greatly accelerates nitrous oxide release. So for any biofuel to prevent or mitigate global warming, it must not rely on synthetic nitrogen fertilizer, and it must not deplete the humus. We must return enough of the carbon to the soil to offset what we take out and capture the nitrogen permanently in the soil to prevent nitrous oxide. We can do that with a technique used for thousands of years in the Amazon basin called biochar. Rather than squeezing oil from plants for fuel, we can make charcoal from them. In making the charcoal, we condense hot gases for fuel and other products and bury the resulting charcoal in the soil. As it happens, the charcoal captures nitrogen and other nutrients, making them available to plant roots and keeping them out of the air. This is no pipe dream. A panel discussion was held at the UN Conference on Climate Change, December 2007, in Bali. Dr. Steiner of University of Georgia and Dr. Zech of University of Beirut presented findings. Dr. Johannes Lehmann of Cornell University has studied soils in Brazil's Amazon basin that contain charcoal 7,000 years old. He leads an international team of scientists working to develop a process that will produce economically viable amounts of biofuel while sequestering carbon in the soil. Adding charcoal to the soil sequesters carbon, making fuels produced this way carbon negative. Add organic fertilizers too, and soils are vastly more productive. Test plots in Australia, Brazil, and Washington State show from double to an eightfold increase in crop yields. For KBCS One World Report, this is Tom Allen.